Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and Attorney General Phil Weiser joined leaders from other states to file amicus briefs with the United States Supreme Court Wednesday. The briefs come in response to an upcoming court case filed by North Carolina Republicans that will go before the U.S. Supreme Court in coming months and argues that state legislatures should set the rules for elections without intervention or judicial review from state constitutions, state courts, or other state officials. Weiser joined a coalition of 22 attorney generals, while Griswold, along with 12 other secretary of states, argued that the theory or judicial argument would dismantle long-held checks and balances on state legislative action by state courts that have historically regulated elections. According to a press release from Weiser's office, the theory is gaining traction among conservative academics and jurists, and if the Supreme Court were to rule in favor of North Carolina's Republicans, state legislatures would have the authority to decide election policies and district maps without oversight from state courts, which the attorney general says would wreak havoc on long-held and established election practices. Denver's Regional Transportation District said Wednesday that light rail service between the Florida and 13th Avenue stations in Aurora would not resume earlier than December. Service for the R Line segment halted after a light rail train, speeding into a curve, derailed last month at South Sable Boulevard and East Exposition Avenue. The derailment caused the two-car train to split, with three people going to the hospital and overhead damage to poles and electrical lines for the route. The Denver Post reports the transportation agency and Aurora Police are still investigating the incident and noted another train derailed at the same location in 2019, which resulted in recommendations for override technology estimated between $12 and $15 million. The agency also said beginning Sunday, it will no longer provide shuttle buses between the two stations to connect services for passengers going north and south. RTD cited low usage of the shuttles and the ongoing bus driver shortage as reasons to discontinue the shuttle connection. According to the Denver Post, RTD has brushed off repeated questions from the newspaper as to when the agency will complete repairs and reopen full operations of the R line. Today is National Vote Early Day, and RTD is waiving all bus and train fees so Coloradans can drop off their ballots. The Transportation District is also encouraging the public to utilize their RTD trip planner to help find the best routes, specifically the locations of 411 drop boxes and 350 voting centers. Colorado is offering free mammograms for Breast Cancer Awareness Month. KGNU's Kira Damari has more.
The state of Colorado is offering free mammograms and pap smears through the Women's Wellness Connection Program, which runs through 100 different clinics across Colorado. The Women's Wellness Connection Program offers services to women from the ages 21 through 64 with no or limited health care. According to the American Cancer Society, only 37% of uninsured women are up to date on cancer screenings. We know that finding cancer early on can make a huge difference in treatment and outcome. Making sure we all get caught up on mammograms will save lives. Emily Kinsella, the Women's Wellness Connection Manager for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment, said to the Denver Gazette. For KGNU, I'm Kiara Damari.
A 216-unit affordable housing apartment complex in Denver opened this week. The Reserves at Green Valley Ranch community offers affordable housing for low and moderate income residents and celebrated its grand opening Thursday. The Denver Department of Housing Stability said in a press release that the city provided around $2.1 million in financing for the project, which was developed by Overland Property Group. According to a press release, Mission Rock Residential will operate the complex and reserve 144 units for households making between 30% to 80% of the area median income, or $63,000 for a single-person household. Students with CU Boulder's Save the Bees campaign will canvass Boulder's neighborhoods Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. by handing out pollinator-friendly wildflower balls, while also highlighting the importance of bees and their vital habitats. According to campaign organizers, late fall and early winter are the best times to plant wildflower seeds. The group says the handout event is their form of reverse trick-or-treating by naming the event Trick or Seeding. Today's weather includes sunny skies with a high of 60 for Denver and the upper 50s for Boulder and Fort Collins. Winds could gust as high as 16 miles per hour today. Tonight will be mostly clear with light and variable winds and evening temperatures in the upper 20s, low 30s. This morning, most areas will have a hard freeze until 9 a.m. The current temperature in Boulder is 32 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Stacy Johnson.